CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. I welcome Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister for the Republic of Brazil, to help me with a story that is breaking news in Brazil in these last hours. Reuters. Brazilian police arrest lawmaker, two others in 2018 murder of Rio Council member. The lead paragraph tells us a little bit. Justice Minister Ricardo Lewandowski told a news conference the arrest closed a six-year-old case that offered a look at how organized crime has infiltrated public institutions in Rio. Federal police arrested Congressman Brazão, his brother Domingos Brazão, a counselor on the Rio de Janeiro State Audit Court, and former Rio police chief Rivaldo Barbosa. My goodness, we're looking at major figures in the governance of Rio now detained for a murder plot. Ernesto, this is all news to me, but it seems most significant, especially for the people of Rio, but for the whole country, because we're looking at the central, right? The insiders who run the country now alleged in a murder plot against one of their own. What is the reason for the murder that was understood at the time? What do you learn from these new reports? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening. So, yes, this is still to be fully digested, but, the murder of Marielle, the counselor, is a tragedy. It certainly stems from the fight against among crime organizations in Rio, their dispute for territory. Clearly, Marielle was being an obstacle for some criminal gangs. But the overall picture is that you have the, let's say, traditional crime in Rio, and you have the militias, which is the name given to basically former policemen who started to form, non-official patrol units and things like that to fight crime, but ended by being another organized crime group. So this is going on for forever, and Marielle was unfortunately a victim of that sort of fight, apparently. The other issue is political, of course. Since the beginning, and especially since President Bolsonaro took office, all the left-wing in Brazil tried to connect President Bolsonaro and his family to the murder of Marielle, always insinuating that he was at least partly responsible, he and or his sons. And it turned out that there's no connection between those people that have been, that are now identified as the masterminds of the crime and Bolsonaro. No connection at all, and no one is alleging a connection. But some media on the left, they are still trying to say, okay, we'll still have to go after Bolsonaro. But it's the Lula government, the Lula justice minister who controls the federal police, who came out with that conclusion. Okay, maybe this will take the political temperature out of this case.
Let me understand correctly. Yes. Marielle Franco and her driver were gunned down in 2018. And since then, there's been an investigation that pointed at Bolsonaro as responsible. Is that correct?
No, the real investigation never went anywhere near Bolsonaro, never pointed anywhere near Bolsonaro. But lots of left-wing politicians the left-wing controlled media for all those years, they have always insinuated that Bolsonaro would be behind, that he had ties with the militia, that his sons had ties with the militia that I just described. And there's no evidence whatsoever of that. And now finally, as long as the masterminds and those who committed the crime were not identified, people would still speculate, oh, maybe Bolsonaro is behind that. And now, no connection. There's no connection between those three people that you mentioned and Bolsonaro and his family.
I want to understand the city-states of Brazil. This is a very large country, 300 million people or more. I've understood from your guidance that Bolsonaro's center of Bolsonaro support is Sao Paulo. Is Rio identified with Lula da Silva? These accused are all members of the Rio authorities, the Rio power. So is this a matter that is identified with the left? How is Rio understood in all of this?
No, Bolsonaro, his center of popularity is São Paulo, to the south of Rio, the main industrial state, but also the agriculture, the new agriculture states in the center, and also in the south. So Rio is middle of the way. It's not a state connected with the left or the right. Rio is very much plagued by corruption. Think of the last eight governors of Rio, seven have been in jail for corruption at one point or another. So very strong connections with organized crime since the 80s, very shady connections between local politics in the city of Rio, local politics in the state of Rio, and organized crime. So it's a labyrinth, that sort of connection. But what is also interesting is that among the three people that are considered the masterminds, the one who's a member of Congress, Brazão, is a member of Congress from one of the parties of Centrão, of the, let's say, the old machine parties, and one that is now in the support base for Lula.
I see. Let us then say the investigation has led to arrests. There are many people named, relatives and whatnot, of a conspiracy to murder a member of the city council. But you say that Bolsonaro was whispered to be involved. Now that is demonstratedly patently false. At the same time, Bolsonaro is accused. I see if I understand all this. The former president, already disenfranchised, can't run again the next time, has surrendered his passport. He's accused of falsifying a vaccine record. And now he's accused of planning a coup with military officers. His son is accused of money laundering. To take all these allegations in order would be to go into details. I want to stand back and say, this looks like lawfare. Is it? Is lawfare a factor in Brazil to use the details of the prosecuting general, the prosecuting minister, in order to damage the opposition? Is that something that's new, or has that always been practiced in Brazil?
Well, this has become really a fact over the last few years after Bolsonaro took office. I think we should not confuse this. Yes, it's a case of lawfare with the Lava Jato operation, the anti-corruption operation, which was inspired by the Italian Manopolite anti-corruption operation in the 90s, which led to the imprisonment of Lula and dozens of other people with abundant indication and abundant evidence of corruption, including governors of Rio that I just mentioned. And basically all those people have been one way or another set free by the Supreme Court. So that was really the effort that was ongoing, was not complete, of cleaning up Brazil from corruption. When the Bolsonaro government started, that the administration, maybe the main thrust against it was taken by the Supreme Court with the opening of open-ended investigations, so fake news investigation, for example. So everything anyone say can be fake news, and then you can be investigated under that case, which is absurd. But that opened the door to intimidate and harass almost everyone that they wanted. So it's a different case. The vaccine card. It's interesting because it started under the fake news investigation. What's the connection? Well, very, very, very slight. But then what clearly happened was what people call a phishing expedition. So you go after a person and then you find the crime. So like Stalin, you would just say, right? Stalin said, well, give me the man, I'll give you the crime. So they went after someone who was obviously a key person for Bolsonaro's running of the administration, which was his aide-de-camp. The aide-de-camp was arrested in connection with fake news. Then they attributed to him the falsification of the vaccine card, which would be a minor offense. But then they got him arrested, and they threatened him with 30-40 years in jail, and they extracted from him a confession to the effect that Bolsonaro would have convened meetings to declare a state of siege, and they consider that a coup, and that's where the coup allegations start from. But last Friday, this Ed de Caen, who is in prison, or was in home prison, some of his communications leaked to the press, and he said, "Oh, I was forced to make that confession. They would have myself and my family arrested for a long time. So that's probably what happened. And now he's in prison again for having said that." And they keep trying to incriminate Bolsonaro through all that sort of indirect, you know, one thing leads to another, a small thing leads to a bigger accusation, always with very scant evidence.
I want to connect this to another report we have, this from Reuters from Sao Paulo. Approval of Brazilian President Lula da Silva's government has slipped and its disapproval rating inched up. This since the allegations, the threats of arrest, the revelations in the media about the word coup, the leftist president's approval rating, this is Reuters writing, fell to 35% from 38% in the poll from December, while his disapproval rose from 30 to 33. In other words, the allegations against Bolsonaro, the coup plot, have not improved the opinion of Lula da Silva. Are these separate matters, or is Lula da Silva seen behind this allegation of coup?
Well, claim to fame, let's say, the claim of Lula and his administration being destined to govern Brazil is that they are not Bolsonaro, and that they avoided the coup, and that Bolsonaro is anti-democratic and that Lula is democratic. So that's all they do, basically, is to say, "Oh, Lula is a defender of democracy. Bolsonaro is an enemy of democracy." Since day one, in terms of public policies, it's a tragedy. Nothing is going well in Brazil. Health policies, for example, Bolsonaro was so much criticized for the COVID vaccine issues and COVID issues at large. And now, I mean, you have dank epidemics in Brazil, the worst in history, a sickness that can be an illness that can be life-threatening, and there are no vaccines, no emergency declared. So people see that. The press doesn't cover that, because the press basically in Brazil now, the mainstream press, is kind of Lula's official press. But people feel what's going on, inflation, lack of jobs, and this democracy versus Bolsonaro narrative is not working anymore. It never did with the common people, but with part of the middle class, they say, okay, Bolsonaro was a coup attempter, and now we have Lula, who was a Democrat.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, the allegations, the arrests in Brazil. There's a celebration, oddly, a celebration in bordering Argentina that may be significant in the political narrative of democracy and freedom. When we come back, Argentines are commemorating a coup from 50 years ago. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.